Time now for My Unsung Hero, our series with the team at Hidden Brain. My Unsung Hero tells the stories of people whose kindness left a lasting impression on someone else. Today, we bring you a story from Jackie Brigg. She met her hero at a women's health conference in 2006.
For several years, I'd been working 60-hour work weeks in this high-pressure IT job, and I had very little time for myself. So I really wanted to go and hear this one particular speaker. As a few hundred women milled around different booths, picking up brochures and eating crudités, this lovely, dark-haired woman came up to me and she said, "Excuse me, but I can't help but notice your arm." I had what my boss later described as what he thought was a rose tattoo. It was on my upper right bicep. And I was uncharacteristically wearing a sleeveless dress that day. Well, this woman, she asked me if I'd seen a dermatologist about this smallish, irregular, almost birthmark-looking spot, and I assured her I had. She pressed me and said, "When?" And I had to stop to think, and I counted back the months and years. It had been over 3 years. I was supposed to follow up, but I was so caught up in my job, I never did. The dermatologist's office never reached out to me either, so blah, 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 time moves on. So this woman urged me to call my doctor Monday morning, first thing. She explained she was a nurse for a plastic surgeon, and as she gently touched my arm, she said, "Really, don't wait." And thanks to her, I didn't wait. In the following weeks of doctor's appointments, biopsies, and then the surgery are all a bit of a blur, but because everything moved very fast. But my melanoma was removed, and my 6-inch ragged scar that travels almost from the top of my shoulders down my arm is my everyday reminder of her. If I hadn't listened to her, I probably wouldn't be here. So, to my hero, thank you. For my life.
Jackie Briggs of Portland, Oregon. Jackie says about 2 years after that conference and her melanoma surgery, she quit that 60-hour-a-week IT job. She's now happily retired, tries to hike about 20 miles a week, and has finished writing her first novel. You can find more stories like this at hiddenbrain.org.